This is Jim Winger on the 2024 Harvest Tour, and I'm near Concordia, Kansas, east of there, and visiting with Don Garlow. Don, how did the wheat harvest go around this area this year?
Well, again, just this year, Jim, another mixed bag. We had some of the wheat that was planted early, and the guys had done it right with all the proper fertility and were going for a good crop, and some of it burned up before those rains started falling on April the 25th in our area. And the wheat that still wasn't too badly stressed, some of those fields were record production. So we were all over the board. I would say anywhere from 10 to 15 bushels an acre on some that virtually died up to 100 plus in some other cases.
Well, you're saying when we were visiting before we started here that you did have kind of an unusual situation with that wheat that did die, that you did get a second chance at some of that.
It was amazing. Some of it that was virtually brown by the time that rain came and that had pretty much been written off. Parts of it, particularly along the Republican River Valley, you would see some of the sand veins where that where it looked like it was virtually dead, that came back, put up a little sucker plant, and amazingly, while it was a few days behind drying up, when it was mature to harvest, there was still from 15 to 20 bushels in some of those areas that appeared to be dead. And again, the rest of the wheat that hadn't stressed so badly, those areas were just like irrigated because during the filling period, the weather was virtually perfect. You couldn't have asked for anything any better.
Was the quality on the wheat you harvested good this year?
Overall, yes. Again, in some of the stressed areas, there were a few loads now and then that would get down below 60 pounds, but most everything else would be 62 and above. So good quality wheat and lots of it.
How were the protein levels?
Again, there were some that were down in the 11s, but you would also see some higher protein. The protein range was fairly wide as well as the yield and the test weight.
How long have you been finished with your wheat harvest around here?
I would say it was pretty well finished by around the 26th, 27th of June. Most everybody was done and cleaned up before the 1st of July this year.
It's a little bit earlier maybe than sometimes.
Yes. In fact, one year recently, which was on the late end of the spectrum. One year we didn't turn a wheel around here till about the 1st of July. But this was probably normal to slightly ahead of normal for our schedule this year.
Do you double crop any of that now?
I think with the rains that came later in the wheat cycle, there's been more double cropping done than I think was anticipated before these rains. So there'll be some guys with cattle that'll be planting sedan for feed. We have some guys in our pivots that are planting corn or soybeans. So there's some double cropping, but a lot more than it was anticipated in early April.
I know you said some of the wheat you grow is seed wheat. How did that do this year?
Actually, one of my main tenant had some wheat that was grown in production or in cooperation with a seed company, and that was exceptional wheat. So it's I hesitate to say on the air what it made, but let's just leave it that it was the best wheat that's ever been raised on this land.
So all in all, probably a good year, better than expected in a lot of cases. And like you said, even some on the very high end of what you'd anticipated.
Yes, very definitely. When the rains started the 25th of April, it changed everyone's outlook. And consequently, with what happened over the next 3.5 to 4 weeks, the row crop at this point in time, of course, we have seen this a lot in our region in early July. It still looks spectacular. So if we could get some timely rains, we are on track to have some amazing dryland row crop in this part of north central Kansas.
Well, we hope the rains do continue now. You didn't want them with the wheat harvest, but it's something necessary to keep those crops growing, like you want them to be. So anyway, thank you, Don. I've been visiting with Don Garlow near Concordia, Kansas. This is Jim Winger.